Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman.
And today we're going to be talking about something that we're all familiar with, which is social media and do people like you? I always think of Sally Field. You like me. You really like me. Well, now we can like people all day long, and they can like us back by just clicking a little happy face, a little thumbs up or a heart or whatever you choose. On Facebook and now on Instagram, and even Twitter has little hearts, whatnot. So we can send our likes and loves to anyone we choose. But the problem is sometimes we don't get them, and it's very painful. Lois, what's your take on likes?
I don't know. I have never been able to figure out the psychology of likes. Sometimes I put something up and I don't expect anyone to like it, and I get 44 likes. Other times I put up something very important about politics, and I get zero likes. I can't figure it out whatsoever.
And I find I must be unlikable because no matter what I put up, I get about the same number of likes. I mean, I make somewhere between, you know, I mean, I don't think I've ever broken like 100 likes. And I have friends who will put up a puppy or talk about how their jeans fit or ask if this hat looks good on them, and they'll get 400 or 500 likes. I wouldn't even know what to do with 400 or 500 likes. So I feel very, dissatisfied in some way. It's a frustrating feeling to not get the likes you want. I mean, I know it's just silliness and it's just social media and I shouldn't take it seriously, and I really don't, but it does seem strange how some people get scads of likes over nothing. And, you know, I take a picture with Sigourney Weaver, you know, like, you know, a few likes come in as opposed to hundreds of likes, like for some other people. That's just
so I have another pet peeve.
I will
help somebody with some of their social, you know, activities off of social media. I will help their children. I will invite them to parties. I will get them jobs. I will try to set them up on dates. And yet, all of a sudden, they withdraw or, you know, from DigiDame. I will never get a like from them on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And I don't ever even get a thank you note. I mean, what's wrong with people?
Well, some people are like social media voyeurs. They just look at it, but they don't want to step out and do anything. They like to read it, they like to watch it, but they're not going to hit the like button because they don't want you to know they're there watching. Other people are actively liking, and I think some people, you know, I mean, even I'm that way. If you have 700 likes, I'm not going to throw another like on the – I mean, I don't just jump on the bandwagon. If I see someone only has a couple of likes, I feel like, you know what, this person needs a like, I give them a like. So I guess that's sort of how I give out my likes sometimes. And, of course, it goes by what the post is. If I really like it or I don't like it, if I have some compassion for it, I'll give it a heart. But it's a very strange formula of the likes. And it's also a strange feeling of, like, relative deprivation when other people are getting scads of likes and you're getting just a smattering of likes.
Well, I also have to tell you, I want to bring up the topic. You brought it up, of voyeurs. We have friends, both you and I, who are voyeurs, and they will never like anything that we post. Yet, if one of their children or grandchildren posts something, hootsie, pootsie, cootsie, wootsie, I like it, I like it, I like it. Oh, you're so marvelous. We do major favors for them. We invite them to everything we do. We include them in social gatherings, and they can't give us a like. This is true of my friends, my family, your family, people that we know, you know, just by, you know, casual. I mean, what's with these people? They don't think we don't notice that, you know, they're not giving us any affection whatsoever, yet they expect affection from us off the grid. I mean, it's very annoying to me.
I mean, social media is sort of the addiction, I think, is that it, you know, you're kind of like, keep putting yourself out there to see if you're getting back the positive feedback, and if you don't, you do it again. And I think that's part of how you get trapped in the whole Facebook thing. But again, I'm still amazed at how there's some people who post nothing about nothing, like, you know, does this hat look good on me, or whatever the heck they are, and they get like, like after like. It's just, it's
See,
kind of
there is
crazy. I
no
don't.
question about it. You should be getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of likes because of the shows that you appear on. There are other people I know that are book authors, that are major editors. They're getting hundreds of likes, and they're saying nothing. I can't figure it out why somebody attracts, other. And by the way, I also noticed that people that have certain handicaps, they get a million likes. I think people feel, if I give them a like, they're doing a good deed. I don't get the whole process of this whole thing. I really don't.
Well, it's all about how social media is crazy. I mean,
you know what? We really should have a psychiatrist or a team of them analyze why people get a lot of likes and why people don't get many likes at all. There's no question about it. In the tech industry, if you have a big position, like about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a guy that was at the Huffington Post. He was, I don't even want to describe him because I don't want people to figure out who it is, but he had a major post. If he just would write dribble, 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 he would get 400 likes. Then he left the Huffington Post and he took a job upstate New York for some sports team. That's as far as I want to go. He very rarely posts now, which I find very interesting. And when he does post, he gets 50 likes at the most. At the most, which only goes to tell me that people only give likes to people that they feel they need something from. People know, with you and me, if you want to know the truth, that we're going to give no matter what. So they don't feel compelled to give the likes. Because they know at the end of the day, if they need something, you and I are going to be there. Even for our enemies, we are going to be there because we get self-gratification from helping others. But not that many people feel that way. So, yeah. So maybe if we got a little tougher and we said to somebody like this person that withdrew from DigiDame, I'm not even going to talk to you because you hurt my feelings, maybe that person would get the message that they didn't do something right. And I think that's indicative of the rest of that person's life because I see how that person conducts themselves. And it was very irritating to me. But again, if that person called me up, yes, I would help that person out.
And what a lot of people aren't familiar with is that this is actually, it's connected to people's jobs. If you go to a lot of newsrooms in the country, and I travel around to several big market newsrooms, for TV stations in America, they have a big board in the newsroom and it has all the on-air talent listed there, the anchors, the reporters, and then it shows how many Facebook likes they've gotten, how many Instagrams, and if they don't do well, they get called into the news director's office and they get, reamed. They have a responsibility now to not, these posts aren't just for the fun of it. They're not doing this just for the lark of showing you their kids playing basketball. They're doing it because they need likes so that they can hold their head up high in the newsroom, and they don't get called into the news director's office. And literally, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't get the response you're supposed to get, when it's time for a new contract, adios amigos, you get your neck slashed because they're not going to rehire you. So this has become much more than just a fun, goofy, silly thing. It's truly, it can change your job because if you're a weathercaster in Houston, Texas, and you're not able to show that you're getting the right amount of likes following you and whatnot, you're going to see yourself cut or your salary cut or your shift cut. So it's a very big deal. It's truly a business that people need to be aware of. So it's not just all silliness and fun.
You know what? That should have been at the top of the podcast. We'll go with it. But that is great information that I don't think a lot of people know. It's an eye-opener. So, therefore, a lot of news media people are working their ass off after hours keeping up their social media just so that they will be well-received, in their homeland.
During commercial breaks, when they're on the set, they get their families involved. I saw a weathercaster, his daughter learned how to do a cartwheel. They put that on there. They'll do anything, use anything to get the public to like them because those likes – keep their, then there's big board in the newsroom. If their numbers aren't big and they're all very competitive, they're all seeing like, oh my God, I'm not getting the likes I need to get. I'm in trouble. They're working their little fingers to the bone, trying to make sure they get the likes they need. And they're using their family, they're using their pets, they're using their every anything they can to get the likes they need to keep the status up and their job up at that particular station. It's really amazing.
So, what do you think the solution is here? I think, well, it'll never happen, but I w really wish social media would take away the likes.
But that's not going to happen. That's, it's been hugely successful with them. It's part of what makes the addiction even greater. So if anything, you're going to see more of it. Now you'll see, like at Facebook is a great example. The likes, if you give a heart or a congratulations thing, now balloons follow or confetti follows. The
Right.
like becomes more of an adrenaline rush. So there, this is like these likes are becoming even more emphasized. Plus, again, it's all part of the mystique of Facebook and part of what makes it addictive and why people do it. Again, at a certain point in your life, maybe it doesn't matter anymore, and I get a lot of people may not care about it. But I'm telling you, if you're in the middle of your career, especially if you're in media and you're in the public eye, those likes make a huge difference to your success or failure.
So you know what? I just realized something, and I could never figure it out. On Twitter, the SVU people from Special Victims Law and Order, they
Right.
are on Twitter so many times a day, I can't figure out why they are on it. Well, they're on it like Chris Maloney, and I forgot all the other names, Olivia and you know,
Yeah.
what's his name? Ice T? No, Ice T. That's his name, right? Ice T.
Well, they all do it because they're trying to, like in the case of Chris Maloney, he wants his next job. If he can show he has 1.7 million followers, he might get another job easier. If he has not that many followers, it's tougher. When you're going to get hired, they look and see what your followers are.
No,
So,
but
I actually think.
I also think that they're in reruns and they probably get a residual. So if they keep, you know, being popular in the public eye, even though they're not necessarily on, some of these Law and Order people have long gone. Some of them are still on. That if they keep their popularity up and they run their reruns, they get more money from it. So they try to, you know, boost their ratings.
I think that's part of it, but I think it's also about the next job. They, while they're still in reruns and while it's still there's still a chance to get people intrigued with who they are, this is the time they're going to play it up big time because if they have enough activity on their social media account, they can show that to a producer and they're like, you know what? Instead of hiring this no name, let's go with Chris Maloney. He's got all these followers. He's getting a lot. He's still active with all that. Let's go with him instead because he'll bring all those people to the new show. He can let them know about the new show. And it's the world has gotten so noisy that the only way to scream loud is to have a lot of followers. So that's how a Chris Maloney or somebody else would bring that attention. That's also true of when you see an on-air person. FAA hired a woman to be a traffic person. One of the reasons she was hired, I mean, she's very attractive and she does a good job, but she had a huge number of social media followers. So, like, why hire a nobody when they can hire someone who's going to bring maybe, you know, tens of thousands of people to the table? So social
Okay,
media
Steve.
is
So
very
for
important.
2018, we're going to figure out a way that we're going to build up our numbers. You are a natural. I will come up with something for myself. And we have never devoted time to building up our numbers, and we're going to do it.
And I hope
2018 is the year that we're going to
see.
add thousands upon thousands, if not millions, of people following us.
Yeah. Like us, really like us.
Like
That's how we
us,
feel.
really, we want to. They like us, they like us, they love me, whatever she said. God bless her.
Yeah. So, again, as always, after you like us, I'm Steve Greenberg with,
Lois Whitman.
and we are lying on the beach. So long, everybody.
Bye.